This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
How you doing? Kristen Glazier. How you doing?
I'm great.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. Kind of off the air, just chatting about, you know, it is kind of, we're, I don't want to call it the doldrums of winter, but we're both kind of like just sitting here going, kind of yawning and just kind of like, okay, it's, you know, whatever.
Here we are.
But we do have, spring will be upon us very quickly here. And on the day of spring, March 21st, is a big doings.
Big day.
And let's kind of start with that, the Celebrate Life event.
Yes, we are slowly or quickly rolling up to that. It feels like we've been planning this. Our team's been so busy. Even back in August, we started, they said, hey, we have to start thinking about the event.
Oh,
we
yeah?
all thought,
the event,
it's not
yeah.
till March.
No,
but
yeah, you got to start planning it well
so
ahead.
So much planning. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be great this year. I'm telling you, it is already, you know, I think exceeded last year's expectations. The sponsorships from this community mm-hmm. have been amazing. We've got some incredible auction items. The Mill Event Center has been wonderful. It's going to be beautiful.
It's a great venue, and
yes.
We'll have a couple hundred of our closest friends there.
Absolutely.
And again, it's the tickets are still, I got my tickets this week.
I thank you for that.
Well, I got a little reminder email, and it's great. You guys are so well organized. And I think it was it Jenny Arter or was it
Alyssa?
Alyssa. It was Alyssa.
Yes.
Sent an email out saying, here is the link to get your, you just click the link and boom, number of tickets, people are coming. And then, you know, it was.
If it was any easier, we'd do it for you, right?
It was super easy, barely an inconvenience. So.
Well, thanks.
So
here's the piece of that, though, as you kind of click on that link and
yeah.
you get in there and you purchase your tickets. What's really important is to go into where they're sending you on the link and mm-hmm. get in there and register.
Mm-hmm.
So if you plan to bid on an item, and you know the bidding opens up on Tuesday evening, the
right.
event is on a Thursday.
Right.
If you plan to bid, you'll want to go in there, register your name, register your credit card. So when you walk in that night, you can bid up until that evening.
Yeah.
And you can see all the live auction items. Now, I know people say, well, I don't want my credit card information in, but really, this is a platform that we have secure. It's very secure. We've used it for 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years. Other facilities use it. So that's an important piece of that for the evening.
So even the night of, when I want to bid on something, I will use my phone to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, here's a little twist this year. So we have live auction items that night. You don't need your phone. We're going to go in. We are going to bid it up.
Yeah, you're going to have some big ticket
right.
items.
But right. the other thing is we always have a few gifts that kind of roll in that last week or mm-hmm. auction items.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to have a silent auction where you can go up old-fashioned, sign your name on the paper.
And put
and
your bid.
And that's really fun. A lot of people get a little competitive with that.
I like those better, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm old-fashioned that way.
Yeah.
But so you've got a combination of all of these different things.
We do. We want it to be easy for everybody. Not everybody's phone savvy. Not everybody wants to bid online. So we've got a little bit of everything for everyone.
Maybe you have a bid assistant that can help. I mean, that can help you with that.
We do. So that evening, we have some of our volunteers and staff. Mm-hmm. They will have the tablets. They're going to walk around.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to help everybody get their information in if needed.
By the way, it's fairhopehospice.org, 740-654-7077. Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, home of the Fairhope Celebrates Life event, now just a little over a month away.
You know, this is such... our community really supports us, and we're so thankful for that. And I know that everybody's time is valuable, and there are, you know, a lot of events that,
mm-hmm.
that happen throughout all year, but especially towards this time as everybody's really to get out and have some fun.
Yeah.
But this is really an important event for us because this is truly our sole fundraiser. And we talk a lot about no one is ever turned away for their inability to pay, and that's why this event's important.
Mm-hmm.
This money all goes right back into taking care of our patients
right.
and families.
And the auction part of it is the big part of that, because when you look at the price of the tickets, you're covering the heavy hors d'oeuvres and the venue and all that. That's the auctions is where we want everybody to bid high, bid often, because that's where the fundraising really happens.
Right. That's where we see the results. And I'll tell you, the people that are helping us with this have been great to help us with
mm-hmm.
the venue and
Brad and the
yeah.
and Amanda at the mill.
Yeah, they've been so gracious. We did our television show from there last mm-hmm. month, which was so fun, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, if you ever have a chance to work with Amanda Mullen, she is planner extraordinaire.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been great with us.
Yeah, and the mill, it was there, I think, pre-COVID. And I'm so glad to see it back at the mill because it's such a great venue for this event.
It is. And really, we're just outgrowing the places that we've been. So that's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem. Do you have entertainment that night?
We do. You know, we changed it up a little bit this year.
Okay.
We are going to have someone who is going to play just some music, sing mm-hmm. a little bit. He's going to play some different songs. We had him actually at our Hocking Hills Winery event.
Okay.
Which was just kind of a small gathering.
That was a nice little get-together.
Yeah, and so he will be there, and we're going to have some quiet music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of history. This is our, the theme this year is 40th anniversary.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned yet today the 40th anniversary and the fact that you got a lot of, I mean, this whole year is looking at that 40 years.
It is. We're so grateful and thankful to be just still so prominent in this mm-hmm. county, the hometown hospice, providing care for people that need it. And so we're going to celebrate it that night. We thought, what a great way to kind of wrap that into that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have a lot of history. Just, I mean, it's going to be a nice walk down memory lane.
I know, 40 years is a long time, but any of the founders of Fairhope still, with us that can be there?
Yes. So we're having those conversations with them. There's a couple that are already on board uh-huh. that have been actually with us from almost the very start.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a thrill. And
those
visionaries
that were, in our community.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about that a lot because you know my story that 30 years ago I worked with hospice as a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those names that pop up were there.
Yeah.
Because I started 30 years ago, and we were just 10 years in
mm-hmm.
the hospice business in Lancaster,
right.
So that's kind of neat.
10 years in, and, it's still, at 10 years, people were still saying, what is this? At
yes.
20 years, what is this?
Yes.
The challenge never goes away to educate.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were just talking about, how do you think that went over in this community when they said, oh, we're going to build this hospice house for people to come and spend their last days, end of life. And that person said, do you think that was kind of a rare, there's not many of those around. And do you think mm-hmm. the community kind of looked at hospice like we were, losing our minds to do something mm-hmm. like this? Look at this now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand it's a tough place to be at the Pickering House, but our beds are full.
But it is a place that's so needed. Yeah.
It is. And you know what? When those beds are full, that means we are helping that many families.
Exactly. Off the air, we said something about need. And we kind of concluded our last segment with the need in the community. And I kind of want to touch on that this time. That where would we be without Fairhope? Where would we be without the Pickering House and the Anita M. Turner Center? And you said, can you imagine what it was like saying we're going to build this building, we're going to do this thing,
mm-hmm.
and people going, what are you doing? I mean, at some point you always have to have that forward vision. Somebody has to say, we need this, so let's get it done. And I know we can't discuss things today, but I know in your mind and in where you're visioning Fairhope to go, there is more to do.
There is. And I think forward thinking is always so important. Our previous CEO, Denise Bauer, did a great job of that. And so when we think about the absurdity, of having a hospice house in this area that many years ago,
mm-hmm.
but look at it now. Today, like you said, the beds are full. And for a lot of people, they think, well, why is that, why is that a win? Why is that a good thing? It's because we help so many people
mm-hmm.
every day in that facility. It's not going to change that we're going to have terminal illness and people are going to pass away. So if we can put our hands on
them. No, we can't wish that into the cornfield, so to speak.
No.
It's going to be, it's a reality. It's going to be it's part of life.
Right.
That this is going to happen.
And if we can be there to walk along that journey, then that's exactly what the Fairhope is to this mm-hmm. community. And it's always exciting to think about. I try to think about, okay, so where are we going to be in 5 years?
Right.
What do we need? What's the community need?
Well, as the CEO, that's part of your task, right?
Uh-huh.
I think the board probably said, Kristen, we need you to keep us focused and you need to have that 5-year vision.
Right.
Be looking down the road.
It is about strategy. I mean, I'm sure 40 years ago, they were thinking 10 years forward.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just kind of, it's just what you need to do to be sustainable.
Yeah. You know, think about, go back to 1984 and think about, well, in 1994, I don't know, you don't know how the economy is going to be. You don't know what population is going to change here and there, but you do know people will die.
Right.
And you do know that there's a lifespan. And
right.
So, and again, we know that we're still in the booming population is aging.
That's
we know
right.
this. So
that's right.
So the reality is you've got to be ready for it.
Right.
You know,
and if you don't, I think if you don't look forward and plan and take a little bit of a chance sometimes on something, I mean, you have to kind of trust your heart, trust your gut, and think about, you know, taking a chance on something.
Take a leap of faith.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, and you and I can talk, we talk business a lot off the air, but at the end of the day, you know, after you've analyzed all the data and you've looked at everything, you have to measure the cost of what the human experience is. And you have to say, this is needed. I need to take this leap of faith.
Yeah. So. Sometimes that's scary, but sometimes look at where we are today, mm-hmm. 40 years later.
Yeah.
Beautiful buildings, 38 acres, and taking care of a lot of families.
I mean, if you look at any major work in our community, I look at the schools because I think I had a little hand in helping build schools in this community. And I look and say, you know, at some point you have to just make the leap and get
yeah.
it done.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk about it all day. You can work all the logistics. But somebody has to sign the paper and get
that's
it going.
Right. So. That's right.
And that's you, Kristen
that's
Glazier.
Me.
All right. Anything before we adjourn for the day?
I don't think so. It's going to be 61 degrees today.
I know. And so tickets, fairhopehospice.org. There's a link, right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Go right to our page.
Okay, you got a Facebook page, too.
Yep. Just click on it. If you have any questions, call us at 740-654-7077.
Don't wait until it's too late. In other words, get your tickets now because we want to see you there.
We do.
All right. See you next week.
Thanks.